This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there is great dispute over our collegiate educational system right now concerning this runaway trend for what are called performative land acknowledgments. The performative land acknowledgement at University of Washington, challenged by Professor Stuart Regis, who we've had on the show before. He has now filed a lawsuit, a free speech violation lawsuit that I think has an excellent chance of prevailing. I certainly hope that it does. Professor Regis, thank you for joining us again. He's been teaching at University of Washington for 18 years. And I'm very pleased to speak to you and to hear about your lawsuit. First of all, just, and I know it's music to your ears, I think we have a tape that was provided by the university about what other classes are offering at the University of Washington at the beginning of each class, and it is listed in the syllabus, which is what this is really about. It's a statement that amounts to this.
The University of Washington
acknowledges the Coast Salish peoples of this land,
the land which
touches the shared waters, all tribes and bands within the Suquamish,
Tulalip,
and Muckleshoot nations.
Okay, and for people who couldn't get that all together, what that said is the University of Washington acknowledges the Coast Salish peoples of this land, the land which touches the shared waters of all tribes and bands within the Suquamish, Tulalip, and Muckleshoot nations. Now, you were planning to do an acknowledgement of your own, which is now wildly controversial. The university
right.
thinks it's offensive. With the risk of offending some listeners, do you mind reciting the acknowledgement that you proposed as an alternative?
Sure. Mine was, I acknowledge that by the labor theory of property, the Coast Salish people can claim historical ownership of almost none of the land currently occupied by the University of Washington.
Okay.
So and I was having a little fun. You know, John Locke's principle, you know, this is the labor theory, is John Locke's idea about that by mixing your labor with the land that you come to own it. That's a theory that he described in his second treatise of government.
Okay. And now you put that in the syllabus by your course in the place where they wanted their land acknowledgement.
Right.
Do you actually recite that acknowledgement at the beginning of every class?
No. I just put it on the syllabus, and on the first day of class, I just kind of mentioned that it was there. I didn't read it. I just kind of said, you can see it there. So I just put it on the syllabus, and that's when all hell broke loose.
Well, an administrator asked you to remove the statement saying in an email that it was offensive and created a toxic environment.
Right.
And how had you done that in so few words? Were those words so potent and powerful that they created a toxic environment?
Well, I'm convinced that what this is about is that in order to qualify as a land acknowledgement from their point of view, you have to affirm a certain view of American history, that this is a corrupt nation that stole land from, you know, American Indians and so forth. You have to kind of almost apologize for the fact that we're on this land. And I knew that it would upset them if I had a version that didn't, you know, have this built-in apology to it.
Okay, and so if you put this in the syllabus, you alluded to it the first day of class, and then they decided that this was just too much for your students to withstand, so they created a shadow class, they call it, which is a more politically correct, acceptable alternative. How many people elected to abandon your class and go to the shadow class?
About 30% of my students went to the other class. I think it was 170 students went to the other class. Yeah, it was basically, I mean, if some of you are so offended by what Professor Regis did that you can't take a course from him, here's an alternative course you can take where we're going to show you videotapes from the fall.
Okay, so I kind of am tired of the term snowflake, but
yeah.
There really were about 30% of students, and by the way, your classes are very popular. How many people had originally signed up for your class?
It was a little over 500 who were in the class.
Okay, that's huge, of course.
Yeah, it's a big class.
And what's do you think if you had tenure? Because I don't think you do. Do you?
No, I don't have tenure.
If you had tenure, would they be messing with you like this?
Yeah, no, I think they would. I think it would have been the same. I mean, the way they would proceed against me might be different, but I think that they would have come after me either way.
And so the lawsuit that you have filed wants basically to be made whole by them. Well, for one thing, abandoning this idea of a shadow class, the idea that you were simply too controversial teaching computer science
right.
for some students to handle. By the way, anything in the world of computers that you do that's controversial?
No, not that I know of. Well, I have written in the past that I've written about women in computer science, and I wrote an article that people wanted to be fired for writing that as well. I wrote an article called Why Women Don't Code, and I basically said that I think that men and women are different and make different choices, and they think that too.
Yes, no, okay, so basically, your lawsuit is being handled by FIRE, which
yes.
is the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other issues that FIRE is involved with?
Well, they are champions of free speech, and they have been involved in this whole cancel culture, issue, for years. Speakers being banned from campus, or faculty being punished for things that they say, or students being punished for things that they say, or people being prevented from being able to express their ideas. They take on a full range of cases, and they're nonpartisan. They take on cases where it's liberals, or cases where it's conservatives. You know, what matters to them is that they support free speech.
And what about your and this was all unfolding last semester. The semester just concluded, right?
Well, we're on the quarter system at the University of Washington, so this happened in the beginning part of this year, which was our winter quarter. It kind of continued into our spring quarter.
And where does the case stand right now? What are you asking for to be made whole?
Well, the most important thing is that I want them to change their policy. There's a real dispute here. They are bringing up something that's known as Executive Order 31 at the university. It sounds to me like everyone, when I mention this, they're like, wasn't that Star Wars where there was like Secret Order 66 or something that the Emperor invoked? There's something called Executive Order 31 that says that you have to create a welcoming environment. So this is a snowflake issue that, they are saying that if a faculty member says something that can be upsetting to students, then that faculty member can be punished. That's what we're fighting. That's the most important thing.
And that, it seems to me, is enormously important. You can go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and read about Professor Regis and his great fight. And I'm glad you have the right spirit for it, and I wish you every success. And we want to check in to how this is going. because fundamental rights and free speech, particularly in a university setting, absolutely crucial for this country. We will be right back. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show with President Biden in the Middle East right now. He was in Israel yesterday. He's enjoying himself, I'm sure, with the Saudis, and lots of awkward moments with the Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince. But with all of that, you may have missed one of the most interesting things that he did when he was there. He visited a new Israeli development, which is called Iron Beam. You've heard of Iron Dome. Iron Dome is a joint Israeli-American project that was worked on together, all kinds of new technology, and it was developed to shoot down incoming missiles, and it does a pretty darn good job for Israelis and for American resources and Americans who are elsewhere in the Middle East and around the world. And Iron Beam could be even better, because Iron Beam is lasers. It's not sending up another missile to shoot down the missile. It is using an intense enough laser to knock anything evil headed your way out of the sky. It could change everything. And it's one of those exciting elements of Israeli technology. And my late father actually was predicting this technology before he died 10 years ago, and more than 10 years ago now. But you can find out everything that is going on in the world of startup in Israel and around the world, here in the United States as well. You can get Our Crowd's app for your mobile device. Join the world of startup investing through the enhanced Our Crowd mobile app. You get all the advantages of Our Crowd's investment platform in the palm of your hand whenever you need it. And it doesn't cost you anything. The app allows users to effortlessly receive real-time information on exciting new investment opportunities, to check the performance of your current portfolio, to get the latest news on Our Crowd portfolio companies and the startup ecosystem. You review and download key documents and reports. You log in securely using their biometrics and recognition feature. Take your Our Crowd investments with you wherever you go. You can get the app for free, and it's a great opportunity. Just go to our website at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd, as crowdsourced funding for startups in the world of high tech. And particularly good day to take this on with the market up 658 points today. An appropriate day to take advantage and to get something like this app, absolutely, pun intended, for free. We were speaking before about some of the levels of controversy and craziness that go on. There is a shouting match that developed. Yesterday we played, and it was pretty intense and amusing. Order! Order! An attempt to try to bring the House of Commons to order when Brits, even within the Tory party, the Conservative Party, were yelling at one another incurably. There was a little bout of that during a committee hearing between Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, and Karen Bass, the congresswoman from L.A., who is the front runner right now, or really one of the two front runners for mayor of Los Angeles. But not too good at anger management, either one of them. Listen, it's number one.
If the gentlelady would yield to another clarifying question, and I'm not here to make a partisan argument. I'm here to understand the effect of the bill and what you're talking about in support of the bill. You used the phrase unborn child in your most recent debate. What does that phrase mean to you?
Mr. Gaetz, Ms. Bass would like to answer your questions.
Well, then she can strike the last word.
I am finished with you right now, and I do not yield.
So that's telling, right? I mean, I'm just here trying to get answers to questions. You, Ms. Bass, you didn't use the words that were confusing, so I'm not going to yield to you.
It is my bill.
But you didn't use the words in description of it.
And guess what?
It was Ms. Ross who used those words. If I want to ask questions of Ms. Ross, she can choose whether or not to yield to give the answers. But you covering her.
But you're not really
really interested in
the answer. She doesn't know the words she uses.
Just interested
she cannot
in theater.
The Judiciary Committee sit and answer the questions on something as important as life or death when I control the time is outrageous.
Are you done?
I'm done when my hearing's done. And when
Mr. Gates' time.
You can yield for those questions.
Jerry Nadler coming in at the end to try to bring it back to order. Part of what this is all about is the Democratic attempt, of course, to try to focus as much attention as possible on the abortion issue. And Nancy Pelosi had this to say at her press conference yesterday. And Nancy Pelosi makes it all simple. This is clip four.
This is something that is core to who we are. It's about freedom. It's about health care. It's about respect for women. And that is something that the president is wedded to.
The president is wedded to the idea that abortion is all about freedom and who we are. Look, I think that their strategy is very clear. And there are reports that they are planning on doing a whole series of bills to try to force uncomfortable votes for Republicans. And at a time when our economy is struggling, when people are worried desperately about the impact of inflation, about the possibility of recession, when there are national security issues, we do not see eye to eye entirely with Israel on the question of Iran, for instance. With all of that going on, they are taking a look at a whole agenda. And the agenda includes not only the bill that I suspect will pass, and it will probably pass with some Republican support, and it should. It is a piece of legislation being sponsored by the senator from Nevada, Senator Masto, who is guaranteeing the right to travel across state lines for medical procedures, a federal guarantee. It would run into the Freedom to Travel for Health Care Act. That doesn't even spell out anything. Earlier this week, it came up. It seeks to clarify the right to cross state lines to obtain reproductive health care services. It would also empower the U.S. Attorney General to bring civil lawsuits against anyone who attempts to restrict that right to travel. This is preoccupying our representatives right now. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
President Biden has reaffirmed his commitment to a two-state solution for Israelis and Pakistanians and announced plans to bolster U.S. financial aid to the Palestinian people, reversing multiple policies implemented by former President Trump.
Two states along the 1967 lines were mutually agreed to swaps remain the best way to achieve equal measure of security, prosperity, freedom, and democracy for the Palestinians as well as Israelis.
The Indiana doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio and later mentioned the girl's plight to a local newspaper did not violate the girl's privacy. This is all according to her employer, who released a statement. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a new book called, well, subtitled, How Republicans Will Become America's Natural Governing Party. It's just released days ago, already causing quite a stir. The title is Progressive Conservatism. Now, you might think progressive conservatism is a contradiction in terms, but this fascinating book actually gives you historic background and starts out with the great turnings involving four progressive conservative presidents, at least as Frank Buckley sees them. They include Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, and yes, he says, Donald Trump. The book is out today. Frank Buckley has been a frequent guest on our show. He's a foundation professor at the Scalia Law School of George Mason University and is senior editor at the American Spectator and a columnist for the New York Post and much, much more. Frank, congratulations on the book. I have read almost every word of it and have enjoyed it thoroughly.
Michael, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Let me ask you this for the very beginning. You use the term progressive conservative, and that is a term that Theodore Roosevelt, for instance, might have applied to himself. But isn't it really, to most people who hear that term for the first time, sound like a contradiction in terms?
Yeah, to most people it would, which is, I guess, one reason why I like it. But If it sounds like an odd combination of words, I think that's because of an imperfect understanding of what progressivism is all about, or was about, and what conservatism is, and what the GOP was all about, and what America was all about. So with a better sense of history, I think you can recognize that there was a strain in the GOP which was obscured in the last 60 years, which ended more or less with Eisenhower, who said the Republican Party must be progressive or it'll be nothing. And of course, you know, Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln was importantly a progressive in his internal policies. And I guess I wanted to say that while the Republicans must hold Trump off with a 10-foot barge pole because he's disgraced himself, nevertheless, there was the germ of ideas in the campaign which we called those earlier progressive conservatism. And I know that because I was there writing speeches and advising on some appointments. And, you know, it very quickly went south, but there was a promise of something right at the beginning, never fulfilled with Trump, but which we called those earlier conservatives, progressive conservatives, and which basically said, look, the right-wing Republican Party, the Goldwaterites and the National Review, that's over and we need something different. And that was the promise, the quite unfulfilled promise of the Trump candidacy in 2016. So that's what the book was about.
Except, well, first of all, let me just ask you about another president who would seem to illustrate the progressive conservatism that you talk about, which is one of Trump's favorite presidents, which was Andrew Jackson. Because when you use the term progressive, you're talking about people who put a premium on fighting corruption in government, which was something that Jackson talked about virtually every speech, and also identifying with the working man, identifying with upward mobility, with the American dream, with the idea that people in this country don't get stuck if they haven't won the lottery in terms of their parents and background. They actually have a chance to move up in life.
Gee, with that buildup, I was kind of hoping you'd be referring to somebody else, namely Franklin Roosevelt. But going back to Jackson, with all his faults, particularly the Indian removal and the cronyism he brought by, you know, replacing people with his own people, he represented something really important, and which I think you have to understand if you want to get a sense of American history and of the GOP, and that is, think of American history not in terms of North versus South, because that's played itself out, and there's nothing there left, but West versus East. Jackson was a Westerner, and so was Ike, and so was Lincoln, and so, in a way, was that damned cowboy, Theodore Roosevelt. And the West versus East view of American history, which goes back to Frederick Jackson Turner, the great historian, opposes the East to the West in the following way. The West represented freedom, equality, as opposed to an aristocratic East. And it represented Republican virtue as opposed to corruption in the East. And it represented American nationalism as opposed to a cosmopolitan East. So, all, you know, I'm a Westerner originally, okay? So I feel that rather strongly.
Yeah, but you're a Westerner Canadian.
Well, you know, okay, but let's put it this way. I know. Although, look, when I was growing up, my sense of the difference between the border of Saskatchewan and Manitoba was not much different from Saskatchewan and North Dakota. If you were in the West, you were in North America, you didn't feel different in any way, and you absorbed as much American history as anybody in North Dakota. So, yeah, so the West represented all of that, and that's so important now, particularly with respect to mobility, because you know something, yeah, I grew up in Canada, but you know, when I moved to the States, I recognized this was a much more of a class society than Canada. I mean, and that was kind of cheering. I came here and I sensed a kind of aristocracy. And when you do when you look at the numbers, that's borne out. We're not a mobile society, and the mobile society was the American dream, you know, where whoever you are, wherever you come from, you'll get ahead and your children will have it better than you would. And there was this poll in 2014 where for the first time Americans said, we no longer think our children will have it as well off as we did it. And that's, you know, that should have been the signal for a complete revolution.
And we'll talk about how we achieved that revolution. Can you stay on with me for another segment?
Yeah.
Okay, great, good. Because I want to bring this into contemporary politics, and the most powerful aspect of the book is all of the data and the realism about the way that American mobility has been diminished. And it has. And the idea that Canada, which was originally started by a lot of refugees from the American Revolution who were elites, who left Canada because they had supported the Tory cause, the royalist cause, the idea that Canada has greater mobility than we do is something that for my parents would have been inconceivable. America was the country in the world where the poorest people had a shot at reaching the top. That is less open to people today. So what can be done about it? Meanwhile, we'll also talk a little bit, I hope, Frank, about some of the possibilities for the presidential race next time. And those who might be the best bet for achieving a progressive conservatism. Any names come to mind immediately?
Well, yeah, if you want to wait for the surprise, yeah. But we got this pretty good governor here in Virginia who's a moderate. And, you know, even the Washington Post treats him with a great deal of respect. So Governor Youngkin might be the answer.
Governor Youngkin, progressive conservative, ? And what else? Anyone on the Democratic Party, or is the Democratic Party really, as it seems, a leftist party and a secular leftist party, which is another thing that Frank Buckley writes about in his book. The book Progressive Conservatism, How Republicans Will Become America's Natural Governing Party. We'll be right back. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And even if you're not a Republican or anything close to a Republican, F.H. Buckley's new book, Progressive Conservatism, is a fascinating read and a very provocative one. It is subtitled, How Republicans Will Become America's Natural Governing Party. Let me read you an excerpt from a relevant column that was in the New York Times today. And I know you're doing book tour right now, Frank, so you may not have encountered it yet, but it's very pertinent to your book. David Brooks writes in the New York Times about how this is an election, the one coming up, that people have a powerful longing for something different, for a change of course. We have 80% of the country thinks we're headed in the wrong direction. So he writes, if I were a cynical political operative who wanted to construct a presidential candidate perfectly suited for this moment, I'd start by making the candidate culturally conservative. I'd want the candidate to show by dress, speech, and style that he or she is not part of the coastal educated establishment. I'd want the candidate to connect with middle and working class voters on values and to be full-throatedly patriotic. Then I'd make the candidate economically center-left. I'd want to fuse the economic anxieties of the working class Republicans with the economic anxieties of the Bernie Sanders Young into one big, riled populist package. College debt forgiveness, an aggressive home building project to bring down prices, whatever it took. And then I'd have that candidate deliver one nonpartisan message. Everything is broken. Does that sound about right to you?
Not only does it sound right to me, but it's channeling, I think, something I wrote in the Wall Street Journal in 2017, where I said, you look at the 2016 vote, and the sweet spot in American politics is exactly that. Socially conservative, though not extreme, and center-left in terms of economics. And that was how the Trump campaign conducted itself. I mean, really early on, I had conversations with right-wingers where they said, well, he's okay, but what about, you know, entitlements? And I thought, you idiot, you don't get it. Of course we like entitlements. We don't want to get rid of them. We're left-wing in that respect. And indeed, we have some respect for Bernie Sanders with respect to all of that. So you asked a moment ago, if you wanted to make the country more mobile, what would you do? And the winner in the mobility sweepstakes is Canada does really well, but Denmark. So what would you do? You do things that are progressive. For example, you'd have cheap university education. I recommend in the book forgiving educational loans. You also would have a decent kind of Medicare system. So, you know, early on in the campaign, I told, Jared Kushner, you know, Canadian Medicare is a lot better than people say, but we can do a lot better. And that was a line Trump repeated the next day. But, you know, Trump got into office and he had to deal with a bunch of right-wingers, and he wasn't, frankly, a good deal-maker, and none of that happened. So there are elements of what I'm talking about in terms of progressive conservatism, which would be left-of-center progressive. There are other things that would appeal to conservatives, not just in terms of social norms, but things like immigration, for example, which represents an incredible wealth transfer from the poor to the rich, which particularly hurts African Americans. So, you know, there are things across the board which we can do, and our frustration with American politics is all of that is missed by the two sides. We've got a right-wing Republican Party, and we have a left-wing Democratic Party, and there's this great hunger for some reasonable middle-of-the-road solutions, frankly, which Eisenhower was able to offer. You know, we forget Ike. I can remember a coonskin cap, by the way. But, you know, Ike was a great civil rights president. And he liked health care. He wanted a national health care system, and he didn't get it because of, he was ruled by right-wing Republicans in Congress. And that's when he said, you know, if this is going to be a right-wing party, I'm going to leave it. So I'd like to see a radical rejection of the right-wing ideology in the Republican Party, as certainly as to economic policy. But you also want a party that communicates that this is a great country, right? And you haven't gotten that from the Dems. I mean, what we hear in the media is what a rotten country this is, you know, how horrible it is. And no, this is a great country. We have a great many things to be proud of. We've done great things, right? Back before the ideological splits, both parties had tremendous pride in America, as well they should. I'd like to see us recover that. I'd like to see a party that communicates that, not in a crude way, right? Not in an unmixed chauvinistic way, but one which says, look, summing it all up and looking at the good and the bad, right? And looking at, you know, our entire history, which includes the bad stuff and wounded knee, I can nevertheless take pride in it. And it is a great country. Gosh, I mean, I think we have a hunger for that.
Well, there's no question that we do, and that the overwhelming majority of Americans really do believe that and prefer gratitude over guilt. In terms of President Trump, who I know you supported, you began the conversation by saying he's, despite his obsession with relitigating the election of 2020, That doesn't help him connect with that idea that America still is a great country. If America is a country which uniquely has stolen the presidency, that's not a winning issue for Republicans or for President Trump, is it?
It's a horrible issue, and I'd like to see him disappear down a dark hole. The Republican Party should have nothing to do with him. Not just after January 6th, but even before. The administration was a failure. He surrounded himself with some good people whom he couldn't deal with, but mostly with a lot of really bad, sleazy people, sycophants, you know, nasty people. And you know, yeah, he was a narcissist who wasn't able to cut deals in any way. And in the end, he became that which he most despised, a loser.
You mentioned Glenn Youngkin. Is there anyone at all on the Democratic side who is a potential progressive conservative?
Well, I wish there were, because I have a great deal of respect for the Democratic Party of the 1950s, of Arthur Schlesinger Jr. and the ADA, those old-fashioned people.
Jackson,
even Michael Harrington on the left. Pardon me?
You mentioned Scoop Jackson in your book.
Scoop Jackson, absolutely. Those were great Americans. And,
yes.
And the party has said goodbye to them, and it's, you know, so much the worse for that party. I don't know of anyone in the Democratic Party who would get anywhere with those kinds of moderate ideas.
Well, again, where right now they want, yeah, it's so depressing to me, because I actually find it depressing to talk about abortion. And that's all the Democrats want to talk about right now, is abortion, abortion, abortion. And all the Trump Republicans want to talk about is stop the steal and reinstalling President Trump and immediately impeaching Joe Biden, which is not a terrific guy. Look at how well it worked for Democrats to try to impeach Trump twice. It didn't work at all. And
I know. No, it's stupid. And look, tell me about it. I was on a right wing talk show pushing my book a little bit back, and I said, you know, we have to say goodbye to Trump, and I was called a Judas. Okay. You know, it's a term of honor. So, so there are those crazies, but the point about leadership and statesmanship is you have to rise above that and not listen to that and not cater to it. And at this point, Trump feeds off it. I mean, it's something one realized really early in the administration. I mean, people, insiders in the administration, hated the idea that he went on these speaking tours because they fed to his worst instincts.
Well, and he's making money on it now because they're charging a lot of money for admission. And that is money that does not go to the campaign, because there is no official campaign yet, though there may be sometime soon. I'll tell you what there is, and it's a much better investment of money, is Frank Buckley's book. It is called Progressive Conservatism. You'll read it in one night, or maybe two, how Republicans will become America's natural governing party for this greatest nation on God.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.